G'day, you're on the pod with Mick and Ken from the G'day World Podcast.
Hello.
Angus Logan.
Hey, how's it going?
G'day. Mate, you're on the pod.
Oh, fuck, I'm on the pod.
You're okay. On the pod.
You're on the
pod. It's like impromptu podcasting.
That's one.
That's what it is, Angus.
See, mate. Mikey, my partner's going to come barging in going, oh, what's going on here? Who are you talking to?
Just tell that's him right. You're on the pod.
That's right.
Sorry, I've just plugged in my external mic.
Oh, that's much nicer. That's much cleaner.
Much better.
Much cleaner.
So, Angus, congratulations on winning some tickets to go see Motorcycle Diaries.
Oh, yeah, fantastic. It was a tough competition. How many people got in the first, few hours?
Yeah, well, there's only been three so far. You were the third. Mick was just telling me before we've had, 500 downloads, but only three people respond to the competition. So I don't know if that means that, I think most of them are in the US, aren't they, Mick?
Yeah, most of our listeners are now in the US. So.
Okay, cool.
So, Angus, we wanted to ask you a couple of questions about some shit we've been reading on your blog lately, mate.
Okay, yep.
So, for everyone listening at home, Angus's blog is msmvps.com/AngusLogan. Is that the...
Yep, or it's angusLogan.com.
AngusLogan.com.
Yeah, just because I like to move it around a bit.
Now, you're talking a lot about SharePoint server here, Angus. Well, what's your fascination with SharePoint portal server, man?
I mean, I do a fair bit of SharePoint at work, because at Data3 I'm a product specialist for integrated portals. Sorry, just one second.
You sound like you've got a party going in the background.
Hello? Angus?
Put us on pause.
I hate that.
Yo, sorry about that.
Oh, you're back.
Yeah, sorry. We're just button in our Skype.
Yeah, we're just broadcasting to the world. Feel free to put us on mute as often as you like, mate.
When it goes into post, you can just cut out that blank bit.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we'll just edit that out. Now, tell me something else. What's this, the 7 Habits of Highly Successful Retards?
Oh, no. Me and a mate thought we'd dream that up because we were just shooting the shit on Messenger. Basically, but the scary thing is that if you actually look at it, I've actually ticked off most of those. So
for the listeners at home, this is off of Angus's blog. This is obviously a piss take of the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey. This is Angus's 7 Habits of Highly Successful Retards.
Hang on, there's 8 now, isn't there?
No, I think there's 7 on there.
No, but he's got 8 now. He just released his new book. There's 8.
Oh, really? <Yeah. laughs> He forgot one the first time?
Yeah, he did. Figured he'd sell extra copies.
Well, is the 8th one sell a book?
Probably.
Yeah. Okay, so habit number 1, be a time/IP thief. Take time from anyone, anywhere, for any reason. Even better, take ideas. Be an IP bandit. Explain that one to us, Angus.
Well, I think one of the habits, they actually talk about being a time thief. So, don't let time thieves steal your time. It's about prioritizing your time. But anyway, I think there's nothing better than getting a bit of consultant raping going on, where you call a consultant in, do some pre-sales, and then actually steal all of their ideas.
Excellent. And
the clients that get you in and then they manage to happen to implement it in-house?
No, I don't have clients like that because I qualify them out before I get engaged. You need to go teach some of your sales guys about qualifying customers, man. Get Mark Phillips to give me a call and I'll give him some coaching.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think he does need some coaching. Nah.
And habit 2, take 3 hours off for lunch. You see a bit of that up in Queensland, I'm sure, mate.
Yeah, well, right now it's been too bloody hot, so you actually got to eat lunch in your office.
And it's Christmas. It's December, obviously. Queensland shuts down around about now for a couple of months, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Yep. I think I'm off in it, in a few days for a month or so.
For a month? There you go. What are you going to do with your month off, mate?
I don't know. Probably a lot of blogging. But I had 2 days off the other week, and because I got my wisdom teeth just ripped out.
Nasty piece of business.
Yeah, everyone loves to do the dental blog. Have you noticed that? There's always pictures of extracted teeth and weird shit. But I had 2 days off, and there just isn't enough in blogosphere to satisfy. I don't think so. I don't know what I'm going to do for a month. Maybe I have to get a life.
Maybe you should start a podcast.
Yeah, you see, I think I'd sound like a tool.
Good morning, propeller heads. Today we have a show about some bitchin' .net and heroin.
Oh, hey, you've said how cool is podcasting? Damn cool.
Yeah, it is pretty cool, yeah.
And your link to us.
That's where I got that line from, down the bottom there.
Down the bottom? Oh, I can't see that. Oh, yes, I can. There you
do
go.
Do I get bonus points for that, for linking in?
You do. Actually, that's the only reason we called you. Actually, I noticed here you quote Daniel McPherson and his SharePoint site. We actually just tried to Skype Daniel about 30 seconds before we called you, mate.
Well, he dropped me an email just the other day, or an obscure comment on my blog.
Did he?
Yeah, just saying, like, did I know someone in the Microsoft Queensland office? I'm like, who the hell are you?
Oh, you don't know Daniel?
I actually read his thing, and he's ex-MCS Australia, isn't he?
No, he was the Exchange TS down in the Melbourne office for a couple of years.
Ah, okay.
And actually, before that, he was, I think he came from Adelaide originally, and then moved to Melbourne as the Exchange TS for a couple of years, and then he went over to London to join MCS a few years ago.
Okay, cool.
Good mate of mine, Dan. Good bloke. If you ever get a chance to meet Dan McPherson, he's a good bloke.
Well, he's got the same name as that guy from Neighbours and The Bill.
Which is why he moved to London after that guy moved to London.
Just sort of hang on.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he follows him around and picks up all of his leftovers at the nightclubs.
Yeah, I'm Dan McPherson.
The actual Daniel McPherson from The Bill was boinking the other blonde chick from The Bill.
Hello. No, I don't watch crappy Australian soap operas, let alone crappy British soap operas. I'm too busy recording bullshit podcasts.
Recording crappy Australian podcasts.
All right, Angus, well, mate, your 15 minutes of fame is about up. Anything you want to say to the world?
No, I mean, I think it'll be interesting when there's some more Australian podcasts, so we've got a bit better variety, but I'm joking. But, I mean,
I think I've lost him there. I can't hear him properly. He's not recording.
Feel free to sledge us all you like, mate, because we can edit you out. We're in control, dude.
Yeah, there's no longer a 15-second loop. It's like a 15-hour or however long you want.
Right. As long as we want. So give us a g'day. Give us a g'day, world, Angus.
G'day, world.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That's good.
Did I almost sound straight?
almost. Not quite, but almost. Mate, angusloghan.com, that's the blog?
That's the blog, yep. URL.
Check
I'm
it
from,
out.
From Data3, just to get the plug in there.
And living in Brisbane.
Living in Brisbane. Sunny Brisbane. In Bris Vegas Brisbane. Or in Brisbane?
In Bris Vegas.
In Bris Vegas.
Right in the middle.
All right, good on you, Angus. Have a good night, mate. Thanks for playing You're on the Pod.
See you later, mate.
See you, Angus, mate.